This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan, and here we are in December. It's going to happen very quickly. Now, given the run-up to Christmas, days seem to get faster and faster, so I thought I'd start early with ideas for wine fans in the Okanagan with my friends who sponsor the show. They all had interesting websites posted about what they were going to do, the events that they were having, the open houses, the pours that they were going to do, just creating that buzz within their own website and wine world. I decided to put them all together. Kimberly Hundertmark, who is the GM at the Okanagan Wine Festivals. Kimberly's going to be talking about the Winter Wine Festival, Wine Sip South, and the Penticton Trade and Convention Center, January the 20th. Also, a great party at the District Wine Village, South Okanagan. And then a quick update on the Spring Wine Festival, June 7 through 16. Come on, June. So, Kimberly Hundertmark, Kathy Malone, the winemaker at Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench, John Weber, the winemaker and co-founder at Orofino in the Similkameen, and we finish with Jeff Hundertmark, the winemaker at Mount Boucherie, the chief winemaker overseeing Rust Wine, and a partner with Modest Butcher Bistro at Mount Boucherie. And we finish with Stephen Lane, sommelier, sales and marketing specialist at Mount Boucherie in West Kelowna. You can find all the details at mulliganstew.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mount Boucherie Estate Winery. It is, of course, the home of many award-winning wines. But we do want to tell you about the Modest Butcher, their dining room, dining with reckless abandon at Mount Boucherie since 2020. Wine down Wednesdays, half-price bottles of vino. Happy hour, $5 glasses of wine, 2 to 5-ish every day. Tommy and Tannen, order a tomahawk steak, get your Reserve Merlot for $5. And just a heads up, on the Mount Boucherie website, check out the interesting page called Yule Fuel. Yule Fuel includes Riesling, Mandaray Red and Mandaray Rosé, the Contessa 2020, the Reserve Pinot Noir 2020, and Mount Bubbles. You can find all the details at mountboucherie.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. Approaching Christmas time, friends, here, 2023. Let's all try to get through it without infection or something. Up ahead, some great thoughts. And that is all of the wine events that are happening, not only on Vancouver Island, the Lower Mainland, and around the province, but especially in the Okanagan. And who best to talk to than Kimberly Hundertmark, the general manager of the Okanagan Wine Festivals. Who knows what this winter's going to look like? And we're not even there yet. It's not even December 21st.
There's no snow. Very little snow. It's crazy.
All right, so here we are talking on Friday, December the 8th, and we have all of the Christmas events in front of us. But the one that we should be talking about, first of all, I think is Big Red's at Big White, which is today and tomorrow. And there's lots of events going on at Big White.
Yeah, I'm actually heading, as soon as I'm done here, loading up the truck, and away we go up to Big White. So we'll be there for the weekend. Tonight is the Magic of Meritage. That's a Meritage exclusive event for 75 people, super intimate. Winemakers are in attendance with rolling out their biggest and baddest reds. So it's a really cool event. We introduced it last year and it was really well received. So we're so excited to start the weekend off with that as of 8 o'clock tonight.
The whole idea that that people don't just want to party. They do still want to know about wine. They still want to celebrate what's around them.
Yeah, that it used to be quite a big party atmosphere, like a weekend-long après ski. But over the last 2 years, we've really elevated it. So it's a level of engagement that's a little more intimate, a little bit more one-on-one. The winemakers are super comfortable with the conversations that they're having. It's just way more meaningful than it traditionally was. And as a result of that, both nights are sold-out events.
I wondered about that. I saw that Friday was sold out. I guess Saturday as well.
Yeah, Saturday's 275. It's a much bigger event. 25 wineries participating in that one. There'll be well over 150 wines or something like that. So that night is going to be much busier, but we're so excited.
I guess that also for the people doing the pouring, they have to be there and they have to engage. But for them, it's the start of a Christmas season as well.
Yeah, they get to talk about their markets, talking about, you know, what kind of corporate gifting they have. And the other thing for them is it's the opportunity to showcase their wines to all the incredible culinary partners that are up at the mountains. So all in all, it's a great weekend for everybody. It's a win-win.
Also on Saturday, a couple of events I think we should touch on. Grey Monk holding a German Christmas market.
Yeah, I mean, Grey Monk always really brings it. And then Lake Country too, that whole weekend, there's something going on. So we're trusting them to deliver something super special as they always do.
They would probably be doing mulled wine up there.
I should think that there would be. I mean, that's just part of the tradition,
That's right.
as a wine industry as well, right? Those beautiful mulled spices introduce it to some of our incredible red wines, and the whole world lights up.
Kimberly Hundredmark from Okanagan Wine Fest, the general manager. Before we move on to Karamias and other events, we're still, you and I and the business are still thinking about how we can help local small wineries, the winemakers, the farmers, the people who make up their families and their staff families. They've had a tough year. This would be one of the ways that they can recoup some of their losses and just make new friends.
Well, that shoulder season development is hugely important to the success going forward. But the cool thing about it is, although the wineries are all doing these programs to bring, cellar door traffic, a lot of it is also still giving back to the community. Proceeds for tastings are still going back to, various associations for food banks and kids with needs and toy banks and all that fun stuff. So it's really important that, everyone realizes that the wine industry continually gives back in light of all the adversity that we face this year.
Buy local, friends. If you can't get to any
Huge.
one of these events and you're going into a store and you're gifting, gift BC wines. Just, it's the best thing you can do. First of all, you want to gift a wine. Secondly, you want to gift a BC wine. And then everybody, they get their wine. You get the good feeling of knowing that you purchased a BC wine to hand off. That's just the way it should go.
Yeah, 100%. The economic impact, we can't underscore that enough. If it wasn't for the wine industry, there'd be a lot of programming that wouldn't exist or it wouldn't be enhanced the way it is. And that's health, education, so many different things. So yes, please, please buy BC, buy local.
I have a note here about grape talks at Big White, 4 to 6 on Saturday. Is that the one that you referenced when you started talk?
Yes, we launched that this fall and it was hugely successful. Both events that we did were sold out. And this one, we're introducing a Malbec benchmarking exercise. So we'll have some of our really cool winemakers working with Joe Audette, who you actually worked with on the BCLGWA competition. And so Joe is going to be working with Jeff Hundertmark, Barclay Robinson, Ted Kane, and I want to say Christian Snagnati from Moon Cursor. So it's going to be a great lineup of incredible Malbecs, and we'll see where we land, but we're feeling pretty confident.
Do you know off the top of your head how much Malbec we're making? I mean, those four, how many
No,
others?
but I wouldn't say enough. It is one of those sort of niche hidden
Yes,
secrets
it
that
is.
nobody
Yes.
really does too much with, but
Yep.
when they do, wow.
Yeah, very much. Okay, and next time you do that, can I suggest Gamay? I'd love to see some
Yeah,
more.
wouldn't that be
That would be
cool?
very cool.
I'd love to do something like that in fall too, in particular, right around the release of Nouveau. I think that would be really cool. Good idea.
You need a host
The
to
seed is
do that.
planted.
Never mind. Let me see. Saturday and Sunday, Karamias, the Karamias Light Up. It's their open house, right?
Yeah, it's such a pretty little place, and just to it's off the beaten track. The wineries there are absolutely incredible, and they're really trying to ramp up their game and become a little more inclusive with what's going on in South
Sure.
Okanagan.
So Saturday, Sunday, Karamias Light Up, 11 to 5, open houses. You get to pet Santa. I don't understand how you get to pet Santa. What, do you just walk up and stroke his
Maybe
beard?
Santa's going to be in a horse form. I don't know. It's Karamias after all, so it could be a wild horse. I mean, you don't know.
Do you understand what they're saying? A pet Santa?
No,
Well, you bring
I
your
should ask.
pets? Oh, never mind. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, I think that is actually it.
Okay. There's all sorts of things going on in Karamias. Now, Township 7 on the Narragansett Bench is doing an open house.
Yes, they are. And they've been winning medals left, right, and center
Yeah,
for their sparkling. So
for their bubbly.
definitely something to have on your Christmas list. If you're entertaining, you must have Township 7 bubbles for sure.
We're going to take a quick break if it's okay with you, because we got to get this into two segments. She is Kimberly Hundredmark. She is the general manager of the Okanagan Wine Festivals. We'll be right back talking about New Year's Eve. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by the Okanagan Wine Festivals. Visit the Okanagan Valley this winter and experience beautiful BC wine country. The Okanagan Winter Wine Festival takes place January 20 through 28 across the Okanagan. Events include happy hours, fire and ice carnival, a winter artisan market, scenic sips, live music Sundays, Christmas markets. You can find all the details for the Okanagan Winter Wine Festival in January at thewinefestivals.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mooncursor Wines in Osoyoos. Their tasting room is closed for the season. Speaking of popular, the Mooncursor Wine Advent Calendar is now available. The Ghost of Syrah Past and Present in a box, the White Roan Christmas box, and the Pass to Turkey and the Wine Box. All the fun can be found at mooncursor.com. Have you made your plans for New Year's Eve and the first part of 2024? If you haven't, it's good because we have the person who can send you off in the right direction with love. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. And our guest is Kimberly Hundredmark. And thank goodness she is the general manager of the Okanagan Wine Festivals. Lots of information to give us. And we've talked about the run-up to Christmas and what's going on. If you want to follow along, just go to OkanaganWineFestivals.com. Mm-hmm. Kimberly, New Year's Eve, I believe the place to be would be Spirit Ridge.
Yeah, they're under new management, and they've got an incredible team. Like, we just finished Fire and Ice there last week, and they're going to be launching this New Year's Eve package. So there's multiple events going on. So you can go for dinner, or you can just hang out in your room and then go to a really cool party afterwards until midnight. So they're rolling out a number of different programs, as well as you can stay for the weekend too. So yeah, they're going to bring it. And the restaurant there is incredible. Jeff and I were there 2 weeks ago now for dinner, and it's always exceptional.
Of course, you want that accommodation. If you want to stay over and not come down that mountain, you want to book a room as soon as you can.
Yeah, and they're great pricing too. The packaging, we were looking at it actually, still thinking about it. I think it would be an incredible, incredible experience.
Spirit Ridge, New Year's Eve. All right, can we move on to January the 20th? The
yes.
Okanagan Winter Wine Festival reimagined.
Yes.
Winter Sips.
Really reimagined.
Really reimagined. Winter Sips at the South is what it's called. In the Penticton Trade and Convention Center. A great room. And how many pours how big is it going to be?
We'll cap it at 25 wineries. Already they're rushing to register. So that's really awesome. So we'll do the Penticton version on Saturday the 20th. And then Saturday the 27th, we'll do one up in the north. Right now we're talking about doing something up in Vernon to support our friends at Silver Star.
Yeah.
So it's going to be two weekends with lots of activities going on. Plus, we're doing our Taste Passport again, too. So it's going to be busy. I love winter wine festivals. And I think it's a huge opportunity for us here in the Okanagan to bring people in from Alberta and bring them in from Vancouver and keep them busy for the weekend.
It's a reason
for the winter.
It's a reason to be in the Okanagan, for one.
Absolutely. It's always a reason to be in the Okanagan.
Right.
You know that.
She's Kimberly Hundredmark, GM of the Okanagan Wine Festivals. So Winter Sips South Penticton Trade and Convention Center, is it an all-day or an evening thing?
It's an evening thing. Yeah, we did it a Saturday night again so that we hopefully can get some people that want to travel into the valley for the weekend.
Tables with bites on them?
Yes, we'll be working with the culinary partners there again. They usually do four or five stations of small bites, and they always just bring their game.
And 25 wineries, right?
Yep.
So lots of choices.
That's the plan.
Lots. The same day, January the 20th, a district wine village. What's going on down there?
So last year we launched the Taste Passport, and it was sold out. We sold 200 passports for the district wine village, and the guest will be given a passport with six experiences, and then they can choose out of the 13 different partners that are there an experience, mix it up a little bit, food and wine, tasting flights. But this year, there's also the skating rink. So it's absolutely beautiful. We'll be working with the culinary partners there at the Ward's Kitchen. We'll be doing a grape talk seminar there as well. So that whole weekend, and this year we're doing it over Saturday and Sunday. So it's going to be a great Winterfest weekend at the District Wine Village. We love working with them. We love their partners. We love what they're doing. So it's a great experience. And there's also packages with the Coast Hotel
Can we
down
go? Can we go skating?
in all
Can we go
there
skating?
for the
Yeah.
weekend.
Okay. Very nice. She's Kimberly Hundermark, GM of the Okanagan Wine Festivals. What's going on at Ward's? Will it be like a winemaker's dinner or just a sliders?
We're
What?
working on that. We're working on that right now. They're going to help support the partners that don't necessarily have access to a culinary partner. So they've been really wonderful rolling out different bites and things that they're going to work with the partners on. So there'll be food, there'll be wine, there'll be skating, there'll be live entertainment. It'll just be an absolutely wonderful weekend in the South Okanagan.
Again, looking at the big picture, Ward's and those nine wineries, they get swamped during the summer. There's no, when open house, spring, summer, and fall, they have problems just seating everybody. But here's this winter season where they, if they have no choice, they're going to shut down. They'll just shut it down for the winter and start in the spring. If you give them a reason to stay open, they can recoup losses from the year.
Absolutely. And a number of them will close down, a soft close down for January and February, but they will come and open up specifically for these weekends because they know that the value is there. And it's just a beautiful time of year there. It's not crazy cold. Just the lighting. I mean, as you know, the whole experience is very special to the Okanagan.
By the way, I will remind all of y'all that you can find romance in the summertime, but if you place yourself in the right spot, there's romance in the winter, friends. If someone's cold, you get to warm them up. That's it. Come on.
That's what blankets and fires are for.
I think that's about it. Have I missed anything? When is the Spring Wine Festival?
That is June the 7th through to June the 16th this year. And then we also going to be extending into the third week of June up at Silver Star. We're looking to do a tailgate party with them up there. They really want to do a tailgate party, so we're just in the planning stages of that right now. So we're busy. I'm not shutting down anytime soon.
Are you seeing, there's been a really tough stretch also for the restaurants in the Lower Mainland, actually over the province. Are you seeing a slowdown on the culinary side, or are there new restaurants opening?
You know what? No, there's still some new restaurants that have just been opening here in the last 2 months. Dine Around just announced they're rolling that program out at the end of January as well, so we'll be able to tag that into the Winter Wine Festival. They are slower, but I think that also gives them opportunity to catch their breath a little bit. But this year, it is necessary for everybody just to try and close that gap where we lost a lot of traction at the end of the summer. So,
Okay.
yeah, there'll be a few that are going to do their normal shutdown, but there are some that are going to extend their season this year.
Remind people of your website.
Thewinefestivals.com.
That's winefestivals.com and your Instagram page.
Okanagan Wine Festivals.
Okay. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it very much. I hope you're feeling better. Gargle
Thank you. We are.
something. Gargle something.
Yeah, hot toddy.
No, Malbec.
Can do.
Thank you for doing this and have just a great festival season and a wonderful weekend. And I'll see you in spring.
Yeah, thank you for your support, Terry.
She's Kimberly Hundermark, GM of the Okanagan Wine Festivals. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor Wines in Osoyoos. Their tasting room is closed for the season. The Moon Cursor Wine Advent Calendar is now available. The Ghost of Syrah Past and Present in a box. The White Rhone Christmas box. And the pass to Turkey and the wine box. All the fun can be found at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. With the holiday season up ahead, a quick reminder of the 2023 Hillside Holiday Gift Guide. 12 Days of Hillside, a mystery bundle of 12 individually wrapped wines. The Ultimate Hillside Collection has a wine for everyone. The Red Wine Lovers Collection. a curated selection of Hillside's favorite red wines. The Rosé Lovers Collection, a fun bundle of three unique expressions of rosé. The Aromatic Whites, a six-pack collection of Hillside's iconic aromatic white wines. An amazing single vineyard Merlot collection. The Decadent Duo, luxurious fortified wines. And the wonderful book, Okanagan Eats. Details on the holiday gift guide at hillsidewinery.ca. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. And as you can tell, as we head towards the holiday season, days get faster, shorter, quicker, blurrier, and in some ways better. And I thought it was time that I better have a conversation with the segment sponsors of this show who have been on this ride for the last year. And and Kathy Malone was kind enough to say, yeah, I'll do that. Okay. And she is the master of winemaking at Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Now, Kathy, first of all, I missed December the 2nd, which was a party in your building. How did it go? What did it look like on paper? And what was it like in reality?
Oh, it was awesome. So it was an open house, holidays at Hillside. And we just invited anyone to stop by for the afternoon. It was noon till 5, and we had free tastings. And, you know, we don't have bottles open much in the wine shop right now because we're not open for tastings. But we did on Saturday, and we had mulled wine and snacks, and there's Christmas music playing. It was awesome.
Wow.
And winemaker pouring.
And the winemaker pouring.
That hasn't happened for a while.
And engaged in conversation, yes. Even though the tasting room is not tasting per se, mm-hmm. Are your friends, your customers, your fans, your wine club members still looking for those special gift bottles?
Yeah, for sure they are. We've had sent out our holiday bundles package, which is a nice little flip book. You can look at ideas for holiday giving, and we've had a really strong uptake on that. So we have an awesome fan base.
I saw a newsletter go by that talked about big bottles, magnums.
Yes.
There was only, I think the number you started with 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have first time, in probably 15 years, we've bottled some wines into magnums. And the first of those that is released is the 2020 Howe Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon. And so it was just released a couple of weeks ago. There's 20. Get them while you can. They're flying out the door. we have committed to bottling a number of mosaic bottles with each bottling, but they won't be available until the wine in the 750 ml bottle is available. So that's a ways down the road.
And normally this time of year, companies like yourself find a way to give back to the community. How are you fundraising this year?
Well, our charity of choice in locally is called One Sky. So it's the Penticton Community Resources organization that supports all kinds of family resources, you know, like from daycare to food banks to the Foundry, which is a drop-in activity center for youth and young adults. It's a really super organization. So every year what we do is we label a number of cases with a special One Sky label.
Yeah.
And $10 from the sale of every bottle goes directly to One Sky. And I, as a winemaker, since I made those wines and I stand behind them, match the donation every year.
Nice. One last thing. I saw a rosé blitz just at the end of November. Mm-hmm. Is there any rosé left?
Well, you know what? Normally we're sold out of rosé by Labor Day weekend, if not August long weekend. Yeah. But due to travel bans and rock slides and such, we didn't sell out this year. So our customers are super lucky because it's still available. So we sold a lot of that on the weekend.
Please save a case for me. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
And New Year's, because Bistro is closed, have you got to New Year's to yourself,
Yes.
Will you party or will you sleep through the night?
I like to ignore New Year's.
Yes.
I like to, my New Year's resolution most years is stop procrastinating. Make it every year.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to hear any noise outside my window at midnight. I want to be
Right.
so dead asleep. I can't hear horns or fireworks or anything.
Yeah.
And I've got it
I'm
down
with
pretty
you.
good. I've recovered everything. Any other special projects? Anything?
Oh, I've just we've been, working through the finishing off the 24 or the 23 wines, and I'm super excited about all of them.
Okay.
Everything tastes really good. But also I'm finishing off the 22 reds. So we did a little bit of bottling before harvest, the Syrah, the Pinot Noir and Gamay. But the Bordeaux's, now I'm working on the final
Okay.
blends for those and the bottling, and I'm actually blown away by the flavors. I'm super excited about it. So,
So let's wrap this up with just knowing the tasting room is closed, but you were still open for sale. Zuh.
yeah, during the week we're here, and there's a bell. You can ring the bell, and someone will run down the stairs, and it's fun to make them do it because there's a lot of stairs. And we can help you out. And of course, online sales are always available. And our courier is super fast and reliable. We're about to send out the shipping deadlines,
Okay.
the pre-Christmas shipping
Yeah.
deadlines. So
Okay.
you can watch for that.
And finally, I had a clever line and it's gone now.
Was it something about how riz our wines are?
No, it's about something to dream, something to get us through the winter. When do you open and when does the bistro open?
The bistro is opening March 20th, and the wine shop is opening 15th.
Okay.
15th.
Well,
I
that's
thought that
fantastic.
was right, but I'm
Anybody can
always
make it through to March. We're only mid-December,
oh.
for Pete's sake. Let's just get going.
Hillside at home, order it in,
Days are going to get longer. Thank you so much. What's your website, please?
hillsidewinery.ca.
Thank you. She is the chief winemaker, the super winemaker at Hillside Winery. She is Kathy Malone. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Same to you. See you in the new year. See
Thank
you
you.
next year.
Yeah. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. With the holiday season up ahead, a quick reminder of the 2023 Hillside Holiday Gift Guide. 12 Days of Hillside, a mystery bundle of 12 individually wrapped wines. The Ultimate Hillside Collection has a wine for everyone. The Red Wine Lovers Collection, a curated selection of Hillside's favorite red wines. The Rosé Lovers Collection, a fun bundle of three unique expressions of rosé. The Aromatic Whites, a six-pack collection of Hillside's iconic aromatic white wines. An amazing single vineyard Merlot collection. The Decadent Duo, luxurious fortified wines. And the wonderful book, Okanagan Eats. Details on the holiday gift guide at hillsidewinery.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. You can find help with your holiday shopping list and a 10% discount on wine-inspired gift baskets, gift sets, and the new Tasting Trilogy experience. And come celebrate the final night of 2023 with Unsworth. Chef Dan and the team are excited to share their very special elevated menu with you. Sommelier Chris Turek has curated the wine pairings to go with. Celebrating the final night of 2023 at Unsworth. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. He is John Weber, the co-founder and chief winemaker at Orofino in the Similkameen Valley. John, hello, buddy. How went the harvest? How was it down there?
The harvest here in the Similkameen Valley was very quick and very light. We've been doing this for 20 years now, and this was by far the smallest crush season we've ever had. We're making do. We're figuring things out, and we'll move forward.
What's normal tonnage in a year, in a good year?
So for us, somewhere around 100 tons is normal.
And how was this? And how was this year?
We were able to crush 30 tons.
How was the quality of that tonnage?
The grapes are good. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of good things that happened this season. So whatever wine we're about to produce from 2023 is going to be terrific.
How about Buying BC, this whole campaign that's going on about...
Fall for BC Wine?
Fall for BC Wine. You're exactly right. Your thoughts on that, John? You've been doing this quite a while. And we presume that the wineries are doing great. They're rolling the dough. But we know now that they are at the beck and call of weather, fire, economics. How's it doing?
Yeah, you know, like that is often a misconception from a lot of people that there's a lot of money to be made here. I mean, not that I'm not crying, but, you know, we show well. Like, we want our places to look really nice so that people want to come. Wine country around the world is generally very pretty, and we're showing well. So, but at the heart of it, it's farming. And I am first and foremost a farmer, and we're like any other farmer around the world. We are subject to nature's problems or changes or anything like that. So it's interesting to have to deal with a year like this, where it is it has been quite severe and broad reaching, like across BC wine country.
This is Tasting Room Radio. He is John Weber, the co-founder and chief winemaker at the wonderful Orofino Winery in the Similkameen Valley. John, when they closed the highways leading into the Okanagan because of that fire in Kelowna, what effect did it have on you?
Yeah, interesting, because Similkameen was actually never under that travel ban. But because we're so close to South Okanagan, we're just associated with them so closely that everybody understood that they were to leave the Similkameen Valley alone as well. So while I don't think it was that particularly nice to be traveling around the Similkameen Valley at that time because of the smoke, and it wasn't, no one had to leave. However, everybody did. I mean, we have vacation rental suites here at the winery, and people changed their plans, and it was devastating. I mean, it was for the wineries, for the restaurants in our valley, for the gas stations in our valley, for the grocery stores, for the campgrounds, for the hotels, everything. It was tough to watch, and even though it was very short and the order was rescinded quickly, the damage was done, unfortunately. Yep.
Any recommendations for people how they can help a BC wine over this fall season?
Well, the clear thing to do is support BC wine by buying a bottle of BC wine. It not only supports the wineries, but it supports the employees from the wineries, the surrounding area, everything. You know, like, wine sometimes doesn't get quite as there's not quite as connection with wine as there is with food. You know, like, local food, eating locally is such a catchphrase for so long. And while we definitely get great support from BC consumers, that connection sometimes gets lost when it comes to what they're drinking.
Sure.
And I think that support would be fantastic, whether it's like a trip to your local store, going online and ordering a bit of wine for the upcoming holiday season, joining a wine club. There's so many ways to support BC wineries. Given the shortfall of the impending 2023 crush season, some of those ways are going to be maybe perhaps the only ways to get the wine we want.
Yeah, and there's nothing nicer than gifting wine, either for Christmas or for New Year's. There's nothing better, because you get thank yous for about 6 months while they're drinking that wine. I want to thank you, John, for doing this, and good harvest to you. I'll see you down the road.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks for the opportunity.
John Weber, co-founder, chief winemaker, Orofino in the Similkameen Valley, Tasting Room Radio. Thank you very much, John.
Cheers.
My name is Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. My thanks to everyone at Orofino in the Similkameen Valley. One more interview. It's your closer, friends. You need somebody to come in and be the closer. It's Stephen Lane. Now, his card from Swirl says sales and marketing specialist. However, he is advertised on the Mount Butchery website as the one and only sommelier and Montboucherie cultural attaché. So I guess you can be all four things, can't you, Stephen?
I don't see why not in this day and age, Terry.
Are you the guy typing that up?
I may or may not be. I can't confirm.
Okay, there you go. That's why you're a cultural attaché. now, I tried to explain that basically we're just trying to this blur going up to Christmas and New Year's. It seems to gain speed, even though the days are all the same. You have a tasting series going on, which is very creative of you to do this. The Red Light District starts, I guess it's December the 18th, with Jesse Harnden.
That's right. Yeah, so we've got a series of tastings here. We've also got a number of other promotions and activities going on in the run-up to Christmas and to New Year's, both in our tasting room and at our restaurant upstairs, The Modest Butcher.
So what's Jesse doing? Do we know the Reds, or do you know what, just the general area he wants to head into?
Well, yeah, we're going to be focusing. So we do a number of, you know, the Light Red District, again, a classic kind of, you know, play on our irreverent humor over here. So he's going to be working with a number of wines. I mean, we've, you know, we're kind of known for our Blaufränkisch, you know, the kind of the Austrian red grape that we have planted in the 90s in the Similkameen, kind of a Montboucherie staple. So there's going to be some Blaufränkisch. We've been doing a PTG, a Passe du Grain. From an old block of vines, also planted in the 90s, consisting of Pinot Noir, Gamay, and Pinot Gris. So it's going to be kind of centered around those wines as far as the Boucherie selections. But we've been planning these tastings with a nod to some international selections as well. We serve international wines in the restaurant upstairs, and we wanted to kind of offer something to our community that wasn't just exclusively BC wine focused. Obviously, they're big supporters, but we like to bring in the internationals and see how we stack up, so to speak.
And he's the general manager, right?
That's correct. General manager, among many other things, creative director, you know.
Also a som.
Very, very sommy. Yeah, okay. Very sommy. But you wouldn't know it just by having a beer with him.
He's a bit of a flash, isn't he?
Really? He's definitely a flash, okay, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, Chardcore is January the 9th. Emily Wilde is doing this.
That's right. So Emily is, she's kind of the balance between Jesse and I and our marketing team. Very, very creative mind. She was at Mission Hill for a number of years. You know, we do Chardonnay in a number of different styles. So Jeff's really kind of dialed in his touch with Chardonnay. We do a more opulent style from the Similkameen. We also do a single block Chardonnay that Jeff does from Okanagan Falls. We have vines planted there, planted in 1990. Much more restrained style. So those will be kind of the house offerings, and we'll probably involve a Californian example and perhaps something from good old Chablis as well.
And your pal Ryan DeWitt from Rust Wine Co.
Rust, yes.
Is doing a Syrah spotlight as he wants to do.
That's right. So Rust, a lot of people don't know, our sister winery. So Ryan's going to be paying us a visit up here at Boucherie. Our Boucherie club members do get reciprocal benefits at Rust, so it's kind of a nice thing to throw in there. But Ryan's been working on a number of single vineyard Syrahs for a few vintages now. So he'll be comparing examples from Okanagan Falls, likely the Similkameen as well.
It's Stephen Lane, sales and marketing specialist, sommelier at Montboucherie cultural attaché. Stephen, was it Ryan and Rust that did the three Syrahs with the different colored wax on the neck?
That's exactly correct. So the Rust bottles, you know, we'd like to, you know, bring the wax into the single vineyard kind of premium bottlings, and they definitely look like Easter eggs, you know, yeah, once they're on the shelf. But we definitely assigned a specific color that's kind of, you know, loosely inspired by each vineyard site. So highlighting the singularity and the single vineyard nature of these wines.
It was very cool. But once you start the taste, you got to do all three bottles side by each.
You have to. Yeah. It's a very slippery slope, Terry. Once you get going, there's no coming back.
It was a long weekend that I can't remember. That's what happened.
Glad to hear it. That's how we intended.
And then, of course, then we have the marquee here, the Reds of Girth.
That's right.
January the 22nd with Jeff Hundertmark.
That's right. So Jeff, obviously a Ontario boy coming out of nowhere. But, you know, we know that Jeff, you know, one of the things that really pulled him to BC was the ability to more consistently ripen, you know, Bordelaise varietals, specifically Cabernet Sauvignon, of which we have, or we had, I should say, let's not get too dim here, but we all know what happened the winter of 22-23. But we had a really beautiful block of Cabernet Sauvignon in the Similkameen Valley. At our Lazy River Vineyard in South Cawston, which is right next to Seven Stones and across the street from Vanessa Vineyard. for reference. So a beautiful block of Cabernet Sauvignon there that, you know, and more kind of, you know, gravelly kind of soils down there. So really ideally suited higher draining,
shale,
southwest exposure.
Shale, yeah. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. You know, I'm the cultural attaché, Terry. I need a little bit of help here. So yeah. Cabernet Sauvignon, and we've got Merlot planted at a few different sites as well. We've got Merlot planted in the Golden Mile Bench. Got Merlot planted in Okanagan Falls as well.
It's Stephen Lane, sommelier at Mont Boucherie Cultural Attaché. Okay, now I got a stumper for you because I just thought of it. And I went looking on the Mont Boo website for what Modest Butcher was doing for New Year's. They haven't posted it yet. Do you happen to know?
Yeah, so the Modest Butcher, typically we haven't done an overt, you know, New Year's celebration. We'll typically run a number of features. But one thing we are doing at the Modest Butcher between Christmas and New Year's, which we really want to highlight, and there's, I think, limited tickets left if it's not already sold out. We're having a jazz night with the Creel Thompson trio here, who's a local jazz musician, Bjorn Creel, quite well known up in these parts. So it's the first time we've actually featured any live music in the restaurant, and to have some kind of stalwart jazz in the evening, it's, the sales have been a real success for us, and it's something that we're hoping to kind of capture some of the locals, you know, in that small lull between Christmas and New Year's.
I think what you're going to capture is romance, friends.
I certainly think so myself. Yeah.
Okay. And you personally, where are you going to be for Christmas, New Year's?
Yeah, I'll be at Boucherie most days. We've got a number of things going on. We've got some killer sales going on in the tasting room. We've got, believe it or not, we've got two VQA wines we've been offering for the month of December that come in at under $20. Tax in, which is kind of a thing of the past, you know, these days. It's the Mandarin Rosé and the Mandarin Red, which we do exclusively at the winery and with Savon Foods.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but are you doing any fundraising in the run-up to Christmas with any of the sales, anything going on?
Yeah, we've also got so what we're doing on Sunday, December the 10th, this is this coming Sunday, in conjunction with the Westside Wine Trail, and we've got an event called Sip Into the Season. So that's typically mostly driven by locals. We'll have a few hundred locals come out. They basically buy a ticket. Yeah. They get access to the 12 Westside wineries. And as part of that, they're encouraged to make donations to the local food bank for the holiday season.
Thank you for doing this, Stephen.
It's really our pleasure, Terry. Thanks for having us.
And good hair.
I just got a cut.
No, it's good hair for radio. Yeah. Perfect for radio.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. Thank you very much. Yeah. I walked right into that one.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you. Take care.
It's Stephen Lane, sales and marketing specialist, sommelier at Mont Boucherie Cultural Attaché. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. You can find help with your holiday shopping list and a 10% discount on wine-inspired gift baskets, gift sets, and the new Tasting Trilogy experience. And come celebrate the final night of 2023 with Unsworth. Chef Dan and the team are excited to share their very special elevated menu with you. Sommelier Chris Turek has curated the wine pairings to go with. Celebrating the final night of 2023 at Unsworth. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com.